在外租屋的听众朋友，你们有福咯。因为上课啊、工作这些原因，很多人都有租屋的需求。但是如果经验不足，没有做好功课，常常会误入租屋雷区，造成困扰。那在这边，宾格要推荐你们一个实用的 podcast 节目，是由台中市政府推出的《大宅们》，专门解决租屋族们关于社会住宅与租屋的疑难杂症。身为租屋族的你，也有以下困扰吗？想当天才小厨神，锵锵锵，租屋处却不能开火。家中有可爱的毛小孩，喵，喔喔喔，可是却找不到可以养他们的地方。房租好贵，却不知道租哪里比较省钱。租屋问题无所不在，但其实好宅就在你身边。大宅们由专业主持人 Kevin 主持。不管你是对社宅充满好奇，还是你有难解的租屋问题，想要提高居住品质，创造美好生活，就绝对不能错过全新第二季《大宅们》。马上收听，一起破解租屋生活的大小事吧。以上广告由台中市政府住宅发展工程处提供。
好的，那今天的讲者是 Bingo。 那他现在正在进行就是有一年多的Podcast 节目，叫做听新闻学英文，就如同那个大家在上面看到 PPT 的这个节目。那么我自己是 Bingo 的听众，所以蛮喜欢 Bingo 就是在 Podcast 里面分享除了国际的新闻啊，或是台湾国内的新闻，甚至一些有趣的小新知，然后会搭配他的一些想法，让播报新闻这件事情变得很有趣。那Bingo 也会透过就是英文一小段叙述的英文来介绍他主要想要分享的英文这样子。好，那所以欢迎大家可以去听 Bingo 的 Podcast。那么我们就把时间交给 Bingo 吧。
谢谢 Luke 跟 Richard 给我很棒的介绍，然后让我今天有机会来跟大家说话。那今天的简报呢，就是要跟大家分享一些 podcast 的经验，主要会用英文进行，因为这个是个英文口语训练课嘛，对不对？但大家母语是中文，所以我就用中文先开个头，把家干净哈。啊，等一下呢，我们就会进入比较多英文的模式 ，bilingual 的模式。好 ，so let's get started。Okay, so yeah, so I'm Bingo, and thanks to Luke and Richard for making this possible. I mean, it's an honor for me to be here because I've done some research on you, your school, 世新大学英语系, and the courses you've got here are amazing. I don't know if you realize that, 像是什么国际新闻英文。广播英文跟新闻编译训练，完全就是一个好像上完这些课就可以开一个听新闻学英文的节目了这样子。So they all sound pretty interesting and useful to me. And I learned that many of your alumni are successful in the entertainment industry and radio industry. 从很知性的陈雅玲华视台长到沈玉玲都有，非常厉害。 So I'm very honored to be here talking to you.As I mentioned, you are going to make a podcast show, so I will focus on what I know about podcasting today to help you launch your own podcast. And if there's anything you want to ask me, just as I said, feel free to leave your comments in Slido, 然后我最后再一并回答。 Okay, so a little bit about me. On the right side of the screen is the cover of my podcast show, 听新闻学英文。 This show is managed by my partner Leo and me.My listeners can learn new words and get updated on current news topics from my show. And I get pretty sarcastic sometimes. I criticize certain political figures. So we call ourselves pH 值最低的英文教学 podcast, 就是很酸的意思。And here are some of our achievements. We've managed our podcast for more than 1 year, and we've wonBest show of the year on Apple Podcast. And then we are among the top 100 popular podcasts on KKBOX for 2 consecutive years. And you know, my podcast has brought me all sorts of interesting experiences. Like I've got to interview great guests like Ray Du, Adi, or maybe some of you know, like 鸡排妹或是一些特别的一些名人。And I was invited to attend 一字千金一个自音自行的益智节目 As a Podcaster along with 台通 and 吃屎一个历史节目 and recorded live podcast with 韩敦慈 at 迪化街。那个街头卖艺是我们就要坐在迪化街里面的一个玻璃录音室，然后边录音然后声音播出去给大家听，这样子就是个街头卖艺。 So my podcast has brought me all sorts of experiencesAnd I guess some of you here may produce a podcast show of your own in the future, because it's becoming like everyone can be a podcaster in this era, because it's not that hard. You know, the equipment, it's not too expensive. So maybe you will become one in the future. And I believe maybe we already have some podcasters in the audience. And if you're already one, have fun. You know, it's gonna give you a lot of joy and fun in the future. Keep podcasting.And you'll get to meet incredible people and be involved in some cool activities. And if you're still thinking about it, thinking about podcasting, you haven't started because you're busy studying or you're just afraid, you got lucky today, because today I'm going to share with you what I've learned as a podcaster. And I hope by the end of the presentation, you'll have a better idea of what podcasting is like and have the courage and know-how to start your wonderful podcast show.Okay, so 6 keywords. As you know, I'm a podcaster, an English learning podcaster, right? I create English learning content on the internet, and I believe Richard is pretty familiar with this format. I use some keywords to introduce news or stories. So this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to share with you 6 keywords, and these keywords will lead you to understand what I've learned, and they can also serve as like a summary for you.So you can better review what I've told you in this presentation. So we are going to talk about how to choose a topic for your show and how to master basic skills as a podcaster and how to make your podcast popular. So first, you got to choose your topic. 要有一个主题嘛。要选什么样的主题才是可以做的长长久久哦，会有人喜欢呢？ So I want you to first ask yourselfWhat sparks joy for you? Now, what are you passionate about? If you spend much time watching movies, talk about movies in your podcast. Or maybe you like a good gossip about celebrity. 好像是什么瘦子结婚了没？结婚了。Blackpink 的 Lisa 跟谁传绯闻？什么的。If you like hot gossip like this, you know, you should start a podcast of celebrity gossip.哦、排行榜上应该至少一两个就是在 gossip 的节目 So choose a topic that really sparks joy for you. Maybe you will wonder why. Why shouldn't I just go for the most popular topics? That's because your listeners can easily tell if you are really passionate about it. If you are really passionate about what you say, it's obvious. And if you are not, it's obvious too. So you really need that passionate energy in your voice to engage your listeners. And don't forget that you will spend much time, so much time, producing your podcast, recording, editing, and, you know, promoting your podcast. And especially so if you choose to update regularly, maybe once or twice a week. So the topic of your podcast should be your interest or specialties.Something that really sparks joy for you. And the next keyword is top chart. Yeah, so now you've come up with several topics that sparks joy for you, but you have trouble making the decision, right? So many topics you're interested in, which one is the best? You're so hesitant, you don't know which one to choose. Well, now is the time to look at the top chart of Apple Podcast.So this is the top chart of Apple Podcast, 就是所谓的热门排行榜的意思。You can see the top 200 popular shows on Apple Podcast here. I just screenshot the top 8 in this image. 这个图片是前八名，其实会有两百名。And it seems that comedy and self-help shows, 就是喜剧跟那种自我成长的 shows, are pretty popular.So if you're interested in these topics, so you can start a comedy show or create some self-help content. But, you know, there are actually still much more types of show other than comedy and self-help content in the top chart. So you can check out the whole chart to see the 200 shows and find inspiration. Maybe some of you have come up with a topic that you're interested in now. Maybe you've, you know, just thought of, oh, I'm interested in this and that. But you are not sure whether it's worth making a podcast. In that case, you can leave your questions in Slido, 问说，诶，Bingo，我对，比如说，织毛线有兴趣，这个可以当 podcast 吗？你可以在 Slido 里留下这个问题。I will answer your question later. We've covered how to choose a topic for your podcast. You can think about it now. And it's time to move on to some basic skills you need to become a great podcaster. The next keyword is delivery. You want to make your podcast show a great listen? You've got to have great delivery. The delivery here means the way in which someone speaks, especially in public.这是所谓的口条的意思、哦、当 podcaster 一定要有个基本的口条。 If you want to be a popular podcaster, you need to work on your delivery. Now, just recall how radio hosts talk. 我相信世新大学的学生应该都会多少对电台有些认识的。 So just recall how radio hosts talk. They're always fluent and clear. They can grab your attention just by his or her voice.But with that being said, I suggest you not to talk exactly like a professional radio host on your podcast show. Why? Let's look at the next page. Okay, so why shouldn't we talk like a professional radio host on our podcast show? Because podcasting is all about creating this intimate connection with your listeners. That's what listeners are looking for when they listen to podcasts.So you should talk to your audience like how you would talk to your friends or families or even someone you love. You want to be natural, energetic, and authentic. So think of it as making new friends through your podcast show. You don't want to sound like a, maybe a little bit boring, professional radio host, right? You want to be more energetic and authentic. And if what I said is still a little bit too abstract for you,I would recommend you to listen to some shows in the top chart. Or you can just listen to my show. 听新闻学英文 okay. I know how to talk to my listeners. 所以你可以听听看就是怎么去跟听众讲话而不是说是纯粹的广播。And when you listen to these established podcast shows, pay attention to how they talk. You know, pay attention to the difference between a radio host and a podcaster.That's one way to approach it. That's one way to understand it. Another way to learn how to talk like a successful podcaster is to emulate comedians. For example, Trevor Noah. He's one of my favorite comedians. And maybe some of you have watched his specials on Netflix. 他在 Netflix 上也有他的喜剧专场。那如果你看过或是就算你没看过 just think about how comedians talk on stage.想一下喜剧演员是怎么在台上讲话的。They have great delivery for sure, 他们口条绝对是很好。But they don't sound like news anchors or radio hosts, right? They sound casual, they're not serious. It's like they are talking to their friends, when they are doing their comedies. So you can emulate podcasters or your favorite comedians to enhance your delivery. So just remember, you need to be natural,energetic and authentic on your podcast. And let's move on to our next keyword, equipment. Richard just told me he hates technical problems. I hate technical problems too, and I'm not a technical guy. So I'm just gonna share with you my personal journey. Okay, just what I've used, the equipment I've used in my podcasting journey. So now you've become an eloquent and authentic speaker.Now, let's imagine this. You are eloquent, authentic now. And it's time to talk about equipment, right? Because you want to record your wonderful, wonderful voice and make it a great show. If you are on a limited budget, you can record your podcast naked. By saying naked, I mean, you can record your podcast on iPhone. It's acceptable. iPhone is pretty powerful. You can record your podcast on iPhone. The sound quality will be okay. Not great, but okay.Enough to get your podcast started. But if you have a decent budget, if you have some money to invest in your microphone, I would recommend you to buy a USB microphone to start with. It's the easiest to use when you want to start a podcast. You basically just plug them in and start recording. USB 麦克风是可以直接连接电脑的。So you don't need any additional equipment to start recording. So I would say it's a really great choice for beginners. But some established podcasters still use USB mics. So it's great for podcasters of any level. 不知道大家有没有听过比如说解锁地球啊这些我的一些 podcaster 朋友他们已经不错的成绩了也有变现了可是他们还是用 USB microphone. And I started my podcast using a USB mic too. What I used is Blue Yeti, as shown on the screen. It's easy to use and transport. And the sound quality is great. I highly recommend it as your starting recording equipment. It costs you about 4,000 to 5,000 NT dollars. I think it's not too expensive and it's worth it. The quality is great. While I enjoyed recording with Blue Yeti, I upgraded my equipment after 1 year of using it. Yeah, so why did I choose to upgrade my equipment? I record most of my episode in my room, which is not a professional studio, so it generates a lot of echoes, noises. You can hear bird chirping, dog barking, cat meowing, and garbage trucks music loud and clear. And Blue Yeti is so sensitive to background noise. They pick up those unwanted sounds and noises. It was a huge problem for me. I had to stop and wait for those sounds to disappear. It can't work that way. So I did some research and replaced my Blue Yeti with Rode PodMic, which is this one. It can capture your voice while reducing unnecessary sounds. So you won't hear bird chirping, dog barking, even though it's happening outside. You can only hear my voice. So in other words, Rode PodMic is just not sensitive to background noise. I don't know how it works, but it just worked that way. And it's really the microphone for people like me who want studio quality voice. 我想要这种录音室品质的声音。相信现在大家听到的声音应该品质也是不错。But you record at home.如果你是要在家录音但想要有很好的音质比较干净的音质的话呢就可以考虑这个 Rode PodMic But I have to point out that Rode PodMic is much more expensive It's a XLR microphone XLR 麦克风 Which means you can't connect it directly to a computer No, you need to purchase an audio interface to go with it 就你需要多买一个就是萤幕上这个板子这个录音板 So I spent more than 20,000 NT dollars 我花了超过两万块 To get myself a Rode PodMic This and Rodecaster Pro on the screen 音质真的好非常多很干净然后不怕过多的回音跟噪音可是呢就是很贵两万块以上 So it's much more expensive I know And you are all students nowSo my suggestion for you is to start with a USB microphone and work on improving your environment. And try to reduce noises and echoes. And if later you find yourself pretty committed to your podcast project or your podcast has become pretty popular, that's the time you can consider, you know, invest in your recording equipment. There's another way to start your podcast quick. That is to go to a podcast studio.Podcast 录音室现在在网络上搜寻 Podcast 录音室在台湾就有很多选择了、哦、There are many options now And I'm sure you can find them on the internet The three on the slide are studios that I've recorded in They are all great choices And the charge is about 500 NT dollars per hour 一小时500块 I believe it's affordable, right? 唱歌也差不多嘛反正现在疫情也不能去唱歌It's affordable and convenient because you don't need to prepare any equipment. You don't need to do the homework and research about equipment. You just pay the studio and visit the studio and you can start recording. And it's especially great for podcasts that do interviews. For example, I still go to these studios sometimes when I have guests to my show. It would be a bit weird if I ask my guest, 比如说阿迪，问他说 Can I do interview with you in my room? 要不要来我节目玩？录音地点是我房间，床在旁边，这有点奇怪。好，所以呢 This sounds too dangerous. You will get no guests on your show. So these studios are great resources you can use for interviews. So we've covered equipment and delivery. Now is the time to move on to how to get popular. So now you've chosen your topic, you've polished your basic skills. What you want to focus on next is how to get popular. Okay, let's look at the fifth keyword. Yep, so you must learn how to promote your podcast because listeners will keep you motivated and, you know, that's how you can come back and continue to make new episodes. You shouldn't just sit there and wait for people to discover your show because there's no way. There are countless content on the internet right now. You need to promote your podcast. So I'm going to share with you two simple podcast promotion strategies to help you increase your podcast audience. The first strategy is to get featured on Apple Podcast. 大家可以看到投影片上这个图片。这个 Apple Podcast 它还是目前最重要的平台哦。So if your show can get featured on the browse page on its app, 这个浏览页, you'll get many new listeners in a short period of time, like real quick. And if you want to get promoted here on Apple Podcast, you want to go submit promotional request to Apple Podcast. Okay, just search promotional request Apple Podcast. There will be a form for you to fill out. Just try to, you know, market yourself, tell Apple Podcast how good your show is and persuade them to feature your show. And you can submit more than once. You can like submit this month and again next month. So you can do that over and over again until you get featured. The second strategy is to invite guests to your show. You know, do some interviews to attract your guests, families and friends. 你知道你的来宾的亲友一定会听啊、oh, they will come listen to your show. And if your guest is a famous figure, that's better.、Oh, 如果你的来宾是名人比如说阿迪这种 you know, chances are that huge number of his or her fans will come listen to your show, listen to this interview, and then subscribe to your show.So that's two strategies to promote your podcast. You know, after you've successfully promoted your podcast and get a lot of listeners, you want to build a community. So let's move on to the sixth keyword. Okay, so now you have a certain number of listeners. So let's say maybe 10,000 people listen to your show on a regular basis, right? Perfect. So you want to make sure they feel this intimate connection with you.你希望他们有一个就是很亲密的一个连接 intimate 不是那种亲密啊但如果你们要的话大家都长大了也是可以但是我说的是那种感情上的亲密啊 Anyway, when I say intimate, I mean you have to create this community of your podcast listeners 让他们觉得他们是一个社群 Why? Because there are countless content out there on the internet People get distracted from your showI think you have the same experience, right? As a listener, as a maybe audience, you get distracted by all sorts of channels and you forget that one you love so much, right? So your listeners will do the same too. So that's why you need to create this emotional bond, this close community. Okay, so we've covered our six keywords and it's time for a quick review. So Spark.You should go for a topic that really sparks joy for you. Top chart. You can look at the top chart to learn what topics are popular now. What can I do now? Delivery. You can emulate comedians to enhance your delivery. Equipment. Start with a USB mic and then slowly upgrade your equipment later. Promotion.Try to get featured on Apple Podcast and have some great interviews. And community, you want to be your listener's friend. So just remember the six keywords and enjoy podcasting. And quick promotion for myself. 对，我的节目是听新闻学英文，就是这个 PH 最低的英文教学 Podcast。 那因为我会嘲讽时事说笑模仿，所以欢迎来听我的节目，或是要分享给家教学生也可以，然后你们也可以就是听我的节目来观察说现在线上的 podcaster which is me 怎么用声音去表演，然后怎么跟听众建立关系。 So follow my show on Apple Podcast, Spotify or wherever you get your podcast。 那我今天就先分享到这边，欢迎大家可以跟我分享你们的看法跟问题，中文英文都可以哦，然后在 Slido 上或是开麦克风都可以，用舒服的方式就好。